Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together.
Well, I believe the title of this episode says it all. So this is my soapbox, and I'm just going to sit here for a while. So let me go ahead and repeat that for you. This widowhood journey is about you and not your dead husband. Yes, we want to love, honor, and cherish them forever, and you will, but it is not the sole purpose of a widow. No matter what meme you read or whatever anyone says, how much you grieve someone does not determine how much you love them. And being a widow does not define you. Being a widow is what is going to get you to the next level of your life if you let it. This may sound selfish, but being a widow is hard on you. You are the one that is still alive. You are the one that has to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. Not anyone else, and definitely not your dead husband. He is gone now, living his best afterlife. So, at any moment in your husband's lifetime, did he say to you, "When I'm gone, I want you to be miserable. I never want you to find love again. I want your happiness to die with me"? No. So don't. And if it's easy for you to think of your husband happy and free in heaven, why is it not easy for you to think that he would want you to be happy? I want you to stop looking at grief and widowhood as something that has to be sad and lonely. Yes, it will be in the beginning. It's going to suck, and it's going to feel like your whole world is over. I know, because I have been there. But it's not. And the truth is, that is completely up to you. You know, I love that saying, do you merely want to survive or do you want to thrive? But I want to take it just one step further, and I want to ask you, do you want to live? And I don't mean just being alive. I mean actually living. Living a life with purpose and happiness. It doesn't have to be some major purpose in life, but just living a life that is meant for just you and being happy doing that. To do this, I want you to start thinking of grief in a more positive way. Because remember, widow your way is a mindset. I want you to find something to look forward to. Find something that you've been wanting to do for yourself. And just do it. Being a widow is just part of your life, and it doesn't define the rest of it. Now, after you listen to this episode, I want you to send me a DM. It could be on Instagram, Facebook, or you can even email me at widowyourway@gmail.com. And I want you to tell me, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Because after all, love is not dead, just your husband.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.